Humanitarian agencies say the violence and suffering in Syria have escalated since they last met in September, and insecurity is hampering access to people in need. The agencies also say that they need more partners in the country. But above all, they report a lack of funding to support their work, with some appeals receiving only about one-third of the funds required. Radouin Nouisser is UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for Syria, based in the capital, Damascus.
There is more violence. There are more human sufferings. There is more displacement and more losses, both physical and economic. And indeed, there are more humanitarian needs. And civilian Syrians continue to pay the price of this dragged conflict where there is no real prospect for a solution in the near future.
For Nouisser, Syrians pay the price in three ways: through displacement, death, and destruction of the economy and public facilities such as hospitals and schools. More than 1 million Syrians are displaced within the country, while thousands continue to stream across the border into Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the number of Syrians in these countries has surpassed 400,000, with 11,000 arriving in the past 24 hours alone. Panos Mumtsis is UNHCR Regional Refugee Coordinator.
Many refugees, 75% of whom are women and children, what they tell us is really of great concern. Stories of insecurity, of increased violence, of feeling their lives being under threat, and of having no other choice than to flee, to escape, bringing with them nothing but the clothes they are wearing. This has made the response of the humanitarian actors to focus on, of course, the assistance in terms of shelter, of food, of health, of water, but also, very importantly, in terms of psychosocial support.
The conflict has also caused high rates of violent death and long-term disabilities. About two-thirds of Syria's public hospitals have been damaged or destroyed, according to the World Health Organization. WHO's Richard Brennan provided a snapshot of the disruption to the health system.
Prior to the conflict, Syria produced about 90% of its essential medicines, but most of those pharmaceutical factories have stopped working over recent months, leaving huge deficits in access to medicines that would normally be available. And those particularly at risk are those with chronic diseases, those who are receiving kidney dialysis, insulin for their diabetes and so on. A sudden cessation in that type of therapy can certainly be life-threatening.
The head of the World Food Program, Ertharin Cousin, on Friday concluded a three-day visit to Lebanon and Jordan by visiting a camp hosting tens of thousands of Syrians. She reaffirmed WFP's commitment to work with its partners to improve conditions for the refugees. Charles Appel, United Nations.